A few years ago, the EPA listed 75 deficiencies in DNR actions under the Clean Water Act. The DNR says 40 of the problems have been resolved, but 16 people and the group Midwest Environmental Advocates have petitioned the EPA to get the DNR to take corrective action on the rest of the concerns. Petitioner and retired DNR aquatic biologist Dave Marshall says, for one thing, the department is letting water be degraded.
One example is located in the lower Wisconsin State Riverway, where a polluted lake was being pumped into the Wisconsin River without an anti-degradation review from the Department of Natural Resources.
Marshall says he and other members of a citizen monitoring group looked at the impact of that pumping.
And we had documented a severe nuisance of algal growths along a popular beach along the state riverway, and also the total destruction of a freshwater mussel bed with threatened and endangered species were wiped out as part of that as well.
Tressie Camp is an attorney at Midwest Environmental Advocates. She says the Clean Water Act requires states with a water permitting program, such as Wisconsin, to have an anti-degradation program that meets minimum federal requirements.
You know, long story short, the purpose of that program and the policy as enacted at the state level is to keep clean waters clean. So it's not enough that if a discharger is polluting to a water body, and that water is high quality, the polluter in Wisconsin is more likely to undergo a less thorough review because that water is high quality than they would at the federal level.
The DNR says it takes its responsibility to protect Wisconsin waters seriously and enforces the Clean Water Act. The agency says it's reviewing the petitions submitted by Midwest Environmental Advocates and can't comment directly on the group's allegations. The EPA says it's reviewing the DNR's assertions made this past July that 40 of the Clean Water Act issues have been resolved. The EPA says the DNR must continue to report to EPA on progress to address the remaining issues. The federal agency says it will review and consider the petition from the 16 Wisconsin citizens and Midwest Environmental Advocates. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.